from Mathematics Münster. This is On a Tangent, the podcast where we tell the stories behind the mathematics and explore the fascinating paths that lead early career researchers to Münster. My name is Carlo Kaul. I'm a PhD student in arithmetic geometry, and I have the privilege of following in Simon's footsteps to bring new stories to you in the months to come. For the second episode of this new season, I am joined by Elisabetta Mazzolari. Elisabetta's academic journey began in Italy at the University of Pavia, where she completed both her bachelor's and master's degrees. During her master's studies, a research stay took her to TU Delft in the Netherlands, where she finished her thesis on large deviations and the Curie-Weiss model. In October of 2025, she moved to Münster to work as a doctoral student in the group of Matthias Löwe. So it's great to have you, Elisabetta.
Thanks you for having me.
So the first question in this podcast is always, what is your first childhood mathematical memory?
So I don't know if this is my first mathematical memory, but I have this picture of myself at the kitchen table at my parents' house while I was doing one of my first mathematics homework, I guess, under the supervision of my mother. And I guess the problem was something like, if I have three apples and I give you one apple, then how many apples do I have left?
Yeah.
And yeah, I remember that I was liking a lot this type of problem, because once you understand the mechanism that is behind, then everything is very easy and is easier than it looks.
Yeah.
And yeah, I guess this is my first memory.
So your mother was a mathematically involved person, or?
No, actually, but she liked a lot mathematics.
Okay.
She still likes a lot mathematics.
Yeah.
So I think she kind of influenced us a bit.
Great. And this was in Pavia, or where did you grow up?
No, so I grew up in a small city in the north of Italy. It's very close to Pavia.
Mm-hmm.
The city is called Cremona.
Ah.
It's a very pretty city.
Yeah, very nice. So then you went to your school and your high school, and so at what point did you realize that it was more than like a kitchen table hobby for you, and really something which you have a lot of interest in doing and want to maybe do study also later?
Yeah, so while I was in the high school, I was very indecised between a lot of options. So at first, I was very oriented towards physics.
Mm-hmm.
Then at some point, I wanted to do medicine and then even philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end, mathematics, of course.
Yeah.
So one day I was speaking with one of my teammates. I was doing busking at the time.
Ah.
And she told me that she was studying mathematics at the university. And I found that very interesting. And I don't know why, but from that moment, doing mathematics at university started to become a like concrete option.
Mm.
So also at that time, so this was I think my last year or my second to last year of high school, and at that time I had a very good teacher in mathematics.
Yeah.
And a not so good teacher in physics.
Mm-hmm.
If I can say it.
Yeah, of course.
and yeah, so I think also those factors, they led me to choose mathematics at the end.
But did you have any concept of what studying math would be like? Or?
No, actually it was just, I was attracted to it. I knew in the high school that I was good at it, but not just because I was particularly talented. I think it was because I like to learn and to study new things. But then, no, it was, I didn't have a lot of idea about it.
Okay.
And in the end, it was the right choice, I think.
So then you decided at some point that you want to study mathematics.
Mm-hmm.
And so how did you choose to go to Pavia, and what was that like for you this time?
So I don't know. I chose to go to... I feel like a lot of things in my academic part were led by chance.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be misunderstood by saying this, but...
No.
Really, so I started I wanted to go to university in Pavia because also some of my friends were studying there. It's a very good university that we have in Italy and is also kind of close to my hometown, so it was the perfect solution.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yes, I decided both for my bachelor and my master to do a very general curriculum because I didn't want to specialize in only one topic in mathematics. So, for instance, I did my bachelor thesis in algebra, and it was about the construction with straight edge and compass, and the connection with the Galois theory.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it a lot.
Yeah.
And then, during my master, I kind of shifted my interest towards probability, but I didn't see it as a cut. It was just a more natural changing of my interest. So yeah, then I decided to write my master thesis in probability, but I was also very fed up with the city, because I studied in the same city both for the bachelor and my master, and also a lot of my friends, they left at some point. So I applied for the Erasmus traineeship, and then I had the possibility to go to Delft in the Netherlands to write my master thesis.
And what was for you the like strongest difference between studying in Italy and studying in the Netherlands?
In the Netherlands, I did the Erasmus, that it was called Erasmus traineeship, so I didn't have to attend lessons or give exam. Ah. It was just my master thesis. So I felt like I was more part of the academic environment and not like just a student, like studying and then doing exam, attending lessons, and that was it.
Would you say like the hierarchies were flatter in the Netherlands, or what was the main reason?
I mean, yeah, exactly. So the for sure the relationship was very less hierarchical than the one that I had in Italy with my professor.
Yeah.
And also I felt like the time that I spent in Netherlands was my first contact with the academic environment. Because I had a weekly meeting with my supervisor, and where there I was discussing the doubts that I have, the problem that I have while writing my master thesis, and also I was showing her my progress. And in the meanwhile, I could speak the whole day with her PhD student about what was fascinating for me in probability and our research field. So yeah, it was my first contact with the academic environment.
So this is very interesting, because you said you did your bachelor's thesis in algebra, and of course I'm very attracted to algebra naturally from what I'm interested in. And so do you remember what was like, how this shifted to probability? Was it like more appealing that it's applicable, I would say, much more than algebra, for example?
Yeah, I feel like maybe I needed something that could be more applicable in some sense.
Yeah.
But also I think it was very tailored by the professor that I had. So I had very good professor in probability, and they stimulated my interest a lot.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of a real part of my interest in mathematics was due to professor that I had.
How much students were you in your master's classes? In
Pavia? Master, very few, around 10. Yeah. Yeah, we were super few.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the same thing in where I studied for a master's. So there I had also very close relationships to the professor because the courses were so small.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So you just had a good mentor, you would say. Like,
yeah, exactly. I mean, in Italy, the relationship, at least in the bachelor, was super cold with my professor.
Okay.
But then in the master, we were few, so we get to know the professor a bit better.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
How did you like come up with Delft specifically? Why not another university?
So I asked the thesis at first to a professor in Pavia, the city where I studied. And he had contact with this professor in Delft in the Netherlands. And it was very interesting for me, the topic that was statistical mechanics. So I decided to go there. Basically, he had a contact, and I said I could have done everything for like leaving.
Yeah, I get it. And so you didn't know your Delft master advisor before?
No, it was just a
match.
Yeah, exactly. It was a match, and she was also Italian.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I liked their supervision a lot.
Yeah.
And she also had a very nice group with two PhDs. And they helped me a lot.
And how did this then work? Did you, like, in your meetings with her, did you talk in Italian or in English?
No, we were talking in English because there also those meetings were attended by two PhD students.
Okay.
And sometimes also we had a Zoom meeting connection also with my other supervisor in Italy. But those meetings were very interesting, also super intense. We spent like the whole afternoon together in a room with a blackboard.
Ah, really?
It was very interesting.
So you just discussed everything that came to mind?
And yeah, exactly. Yeah. So the progress that I made in 1 week, of course the topic was also kind of easy, so nothing, not a big deal, but yeah.
Very cool. Then you were in Delft, and how did it happen that you came to Münster after all?
So basically Delft was my first encounter with the academic world. because before when I was in Italy, I didn't really know how it was like doing a PhD. But in the Netherlands, I really was much more attracted to this kind of environment. So I decided to apply for a PhD. And my supervisor in the Netherlands suggested to apply for a position here in Münster because she visited some weeks before the university and she had a very good impression.
Yeah.
And also there was this perfect match because one of the main papers that I studied for my master thesis was written by my current supervisor.
Ah, great.
So it was a very perfect match. Yeah.
That's very cool. So you meet your heroes after all. I can also very much relate to that. So it's to me it was really cool to finally meet the persons you read the papers from all the time, and like you always see this name and then you see there's a person behind this.
Exactly.
Yeah, I really like that as well, coming to Münster. So my office is right across from yours, through the window kind of, and I see you're like very studying a lot. And so what does this process do? I see you a lot at the blackboard, at the whiteboard. So I have a blackboard in my office, but you have a whiteboard.
Yeah,
so
that's also, I kind of prefer the whiteboard.
Ah, okay, yeah. I think this is like a different culture between different fields of math. So
yeah,
I think I feel like in my field, like, people hate whiteboards. But anyway, maybe it's also me. And everyone only wants a blackboard. I also get why it's annoying, because you'd see my blackboard is quite full, and when I also write, always write things, I always have to wash my hands because my clothes are
clothes. The problem, and also like when you cancel things, like when you try to erase, then like the chalk is still on the on the board, so it's not very practical.
Yeah.
I prefer like practical things like the whiteboard.
Yeah, I guess. So, but other than writing on whiteboards, how does researching look for you now?
I don't know. In this, I just started, so I started a couple of months ago. So I'm still in this gray area where I don't really know what I'm doing, but I hope that this will lead sometimes to something.
Yes, I relate. Yeah.
But now I'm studying a lot of literature, so I'm reading some paper. And my supervisor just proposed me this first project that I'm working on. So either I have meeting with him where I discuss mainly the things that I cannot understand and the doubts that I have and the problem. And sometimes I also show my progress. And the other day, so basically I study this paper. And I started also to borrow some books from the library that are super interesting.
So you're someone who uses the library.
Exactly,
I know very few people who do that. That's great.
Recently, but it's very nice.
Yeah.
So basically, I try to learn as much as I can.
Yes.
The goal for this period.
Yeah, yeah, I think it's a great idea. At least I also tell myself, because I think I'm a very similar period of my PhD now. Other than like being at the university, being in the common room, what do you like most about the city?
Oh, so... my favorite part of the city is that a very bike-friendly city. So I think I'm very emotionally attached to a bike, because also in my city, the city where I was born and where I lived, there is Cremona. It's a very small town, so we go everywhere by bike. Everything is very reachable.
Is it also as flat as Münster?
Yeah, yeah, it's super flat.
Okay.
Yeah. We are in this flat that is Pianura Padana, so like basically in 0 miles.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's my favorite means of transportation and only of transport, and only the only one that I use.
Yeah.
So.
And also, you have a beautiful bike. I have to say.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah. Thanks for saying. Because yes, I also think it's a super pretty bike.
Yeah. Okay.
But a place that I like a lot in the city is also the Saturday market that is in Domplatz. So
great.
One of my favorite activities is going there and go for a walk and then buy some fresh vegetables there.
You really buy vegetables there.
Yeah.
I feel like most people I know go there to eat and grab something to eat.
That is the second part.
Yeah.
First I go there to eat. There is this stand that is incredible. It's a Greek stand.
Okay.
I like it a lot. Then they give you this, it's called Studenten Box.
It's great. It's amazing. Amazing. Oh, I didn't know that. I have to look for it next time. Yeah, great idea. Yeah. And if you're like not biking to work or at the market, what do you like to do for coming down, like relaxing after a full day of thinking about, I don't know, probability?
So these last 2 years, I guess, I developed this very strong passion in running.
Mm-hmm.
And it is an activity that often clears my mind, but it's also just fun. I mean, I go for a run and maybe the sun is shining and there is a very nice wind. So, I mean, after that, life feels perfect and in order, and there is not any more chaos. So I like running a lot, and I started almost 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And yeah, I would in Germany during the winter it's kind of hard running.
Yeah.
But now there is starting like the spring season.
Yes.
To be back on track.
Yeah, like the day of recording the podcast is like the first very beautiful day again after the winter. So I think we are almost through it.
Yeah. Okay, we made it.
Exactly. And what do you recommend? Where to go running best in Münster?
So I live in a neighborhood that is called Givenbeck, and that is beautiful because you have a lot of fields.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I guess it's gonna be very interesting running in the promenade.
Mm.
And I was doing this calculation. At the end of the day, we are mathematicians.
Yeah, of course.
This is what we do. And the promenade plus the Ase should be like around 10 kilometers.
Mm.
So I would like to prepare an half marathon.
Wow, impressive.
And if I follow this route,
then
to run off around the promenade plus the Ase should be an half marathon.
Yeah, great.
So, yeah.
Very impressive. Now that we've gotten to know Elisa better, we will come to the second part of this podcast, the so-called A or B game. For this game, which will consist of roughly 30 A or B questions, I will ask Elisa better to answer as quickly as possible in order to get an idea about her intuitive thoughts. 0 or 1?
0.
Analysis or algebra?
Algebra.
Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Beach or mountains?
Mountains.
Snooze or getting up?
I would like to say getting up is snooze.
I agree. Order or chaos?
Chaos.
Summer or winter?
Summer.
Conceptual proofs or technical proofs?
Technical proof.
James Blunt or One Republic?
One Republic.
IID or not?
IID.
When random walk or Brownian motion?
Random walk.
Cycling in Delft or cycling in Münster?
Oof. I think cycling in Münster.
Okay, you have to say this, right? The law of large numbers or the central limit theorem?
Central limit.
Blackboard or slides?
Blackboard.
PDF or physical copy?
Physical copy. I'm sorry for the trees. But
I also agree. Such nice that if you can write things. Delft or The Hague?
Delft.
Italy or Netherlands?
Italy.
Pavia or Milano?
Pavia, 100% no, Milano, no, we don't like.
Great. Pavia or Cremona?
Cremona.
The Ligurian Sea or the Adriatic Sea?
Ligurian, for sure.
The North or the South?
South.
Paris or Rome?
Rome.
Microscopic or macroscopic?
Microscopic.
Qualitative or quantitative?
Qualitative.
Biking or running?
Oof. Running.
MATLAB or R?
R.
Okay. Ruler or compass?
Compass.
Discrete or continuous?
Discrete.
Wave or particle?
Wave or particle?
Yeah.
Particles.
Paris or Normandy?
Paris.
Sicily or Sardinia?
Sicily.
Probability theory or statistical mechanics?
Probability theory in general.
Exact or asymptotic?
Asymptotic.
Calculation or proof?
Proof.
Physics or chemistry?
Physics.
Constant external fields or random external fields?
Random external fields.
Clapping or knocking?
Clapping.
To be or not to be?
To be.
Great, that's already it. So,
okay.
So you didn't need any skills.
Yeah, but actually I'm not very sure about someone's answer that I give. Because I was thinking fast because of the pressure.
That's great, because you should always just say the first thing that comes to mind. So was Pavia or Cremona hard for you to decide?
Yeah, it was very hard for me to decide because I guess that some years ago I would have said Pavia. So I kind of escaped from Pavia, from Cremona, to study in Pavia. Mm-hmm. Also, I lived in Pavia with two of my best friends, so it was the ideal setting. But I guess now that I'm abroad, I feel like that Cremona is my true home because also my parents are here and now some of my friends are there.
So. Mm. So you said you were living with two of your friends. So do you like to live with other people more or live alone?
Let me forever. I mean, I think I really enjoy my self-presence, so the presence of myself. But I guess it's very nice when you share your flat with flatmates.
So you said you like technical proofs more, but you don't like calculations as much, right?
Yeah, exactly. This is the point. I mean, I really like the rigor that is behind a technical proof, but really I hate calculation. Yeah. I'm losing. Also, maybe it's because I have trauma now because I'm getting through a lot of calculation and I'm having nightmare with them.
Okay. So you have to solve like big integrals or...
exactly. This is like, to me, this is very a nightmare.
Okay.
But I guess I have to go through them.
So you also don't like as much playing around with the computer and programming things?
No,
as...
zero. Okay. I'm also pretty terrible like with technology in general.
Mm.
I'm not very much Gen Z. Really, I'm terrible.
Did you never need to use a computer for any calculations or something?
No, zero. Okay. Thankfully, zero.
Yeah. So you would also say your research is, or your topic is more pure math?
Actually, it's not very applied. It's basically, it's probability theory that you can apply.
Yeah.
But
you don't want to be the,
exactly.
And you don't want to be the person applying it, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. No, but it's, I actually like it because sometimes, what I'm doing is really not applied, it's really pure.
Yeah.
And, but sometimes I feel like, if you could apply it, it would be nice. So you could tell people, this is why I'm doing this.
Yeah, exactly. you do this because in the talk, then you say, okay, and we can apply this to this very nice setting. You don't do it, of course. You just study very pure concept, but it's nice saying that you can apply it.
Yeah. Another thing I was curious about, so you talked about German winters. Mm-hmm. So would you say that you miss the weather in Italy a lot, or do you like... Have you settled in already because you were in The Hague before or in Delft?
So I think in general I miss Italy a lot because there is where I have my friends and my family.
Of course.
So this is the main reason. I think I easily adapt to every situation.
Yeah.
So I feel like this is now my home, your Münster.
Yeah.
And actually... I come from the north part of Italy, so there the weather in winter is not very nice and it's almost like this. But now my mother is sending me a lot of pictures of the sun that is now in Cremona.
Great.
With 20 degrees. The other day that here was raining, I was super jealous.
Yeah. So for the final part, I always want to ask 5 questions. Try to answer like in 1 or 2 sentences, but like the five things I want to know of everyone I'm interviewing. So first thing is what is your favorite theorem?
I don't know. I don't know if this is my favorite theorem, but we mentioned it also in the ARB game.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm attached to the central limit theorem because it's one of the first theorems that you study in the first probability course that you take at university.
Yeah.
And also it's extremely super recurring because I'm also now studying in different setting, but central limit theorem.
Yeah.
So yeah, I would say the central limit theorem.
Yeah, there's a lot of them, right?
Yeah.
Great. Which of your results are you most proud of?
I don't know. But so far I would say my master thesis, like having the opportunity to do my master thesis in Delft.
Yeah.
And like I applied for the traineeship project.
Yeah.
And then I got the scholarship.
Yeah.
And then I also think having the position here is a thing that I should not take for granted.
Certainly. No, it's very tough, I agree. Yeah. Great. What mathematical field would you have gone into? Oh, this was also very interesting to me in the ARB game. You said algebra, not analysis. How can you say this?
I mean, I'm very interested in algebra.
Great.
Yeah.
So would it have been algebra?
I guess so. And I also know that you can kind of work in the intersection between probability and algebra. So people here in Münster are doing that. Oh. And I think it's very interesting and could be the perfect mix.
Yeah.
The two things, yeah.
Very nice. Very cool. What is, would you say, should you, or would you have done differently with the experience of today during all the time until you came here?
Hmm. So I don't know. I don't have a lot of regrets, actually.
Right.
But maybe I would have enjoyed doing the whole master abroad.
Yeah.
Because I really enjoyed my time in Delft, and it was very little. I mean, I only stayed there for some months.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe during doing the whole master abroad, it would have been a nice experience, both professionally but also like personally.
Yes, sure, cool. Finally, what advice would you give a high school student who's now thinking about if she should go into math or what she should pursue? What would you be your one advice with all your experience you have today?
Oh,
very tough
from
question,
my
I know.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
I think don't be afraid of math.
Yeah.
I know that math could sound intimidating,
yeah.
And it actually is. But like often, like hard work and a true commitment really pays off.
Yeah.
This is very meritocratic. This is a very meritocratic word.
Right.
So I guess, yes, don't be afraid of it, do it.
And work hard. Great. So, thank you very much for coming here today, and it was very nice talking to you, and we will see each other in the video part of the interview.
If you enjoyed the conversation with Elisabetta as much as I did, please consider sharing this episode with a friend or a colleague. In the show notes, you can also find a link to the video part of my conversation with Elisabetta, where she shows how probability theory can be used to explain why matter suddenly changes behavior. I'm Carlo, and I will catch you on the next tangent.